A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Chaf Daled, Megillah 24b, pagination 48. Second wide line, a new Mishnah regarding Nesias Kapayim, referred to as Duchening, when the Kohen lifts his hands in a certain way and grants a bracha to the Jewish people. So the Mishnah says, Kohen sheyesh biyadav mumin, a Kohen that has blemishes in his hands, lo yiso eskapov, he should not duchen, he should not do this special bracha in which he lifts his hands and gives the bracha. The question is, why not? So Rashi tells us, first small line, inner commentary, because people will look at him. And we learnt in Chagiga, Hamistakl bekoanim, a person who looks at the Kohanim, Bishosh and Nosim Eskapehim, when the Kohanim are duchening, ain't of chaos, it does damage to his eyes for looking at that. Lefisha Shechina Shora al Yedehen, because the Shechina rests on the hands of the Kohanim as they give the bracha. Hashem's presence is there, and you're not allowed to look directly at Hashem's presence, and if a person does, it does damage. You'll notice the Haggah in the margin poses an objection to the approach of Rashi, and that's based on a Tosfos in Chagiga. Tosfos Chagiga Tes Zayin objects to this approach of Rashi because the Gemara here says that it does damage if you look at the hands of the Kohanim as they duchen. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayom, but this is only when the Beis HaMikdash was standing and they were by duchanon, their special place of standing as they gave the bracha. And they were giving the bracha to the Jewish people using Hashem's special name. But today, we don't have that. And therefore, Tosfos says, that's not the reason that you're not allowed to look at the Kohanim's hands in our time. Tosfos therefore says, it's the third Tosfos called Bakohanim, V'nira lefarish, what's the correct reason according to Tosfos in our time not to look at the Kohanim's hands? Da'af begevulin mitzer mishum hesach hadas. The problem is that it's distracting. It's distracting to the people if they start looking up and noticing these blemishes that are intriguing, interesting, distracting. And it would be distracting to the Kohanim as well, as they're reciting the bracha and giving the bracha. It's distracting. This Tosfos has attained dominance in the Mefarshim and in the Poskim, and the reason that's brought in our time that we don't look at the Kohanim's hands is because of Hesach HaDa'as, and the concept of Shechina is not emphasized. The Mishnah Brura in Kuf Chaf Ches, Sifkaton Pei Tes, mentions that if the reason is Shechina, then even glancing at the hands of the Kohanim should be prohibited. Forgetting about blemishes, but generally, what's the restriction over here? So if it's Shechina, so even glancing at the hands. If, however, it's distracting, so distracting is only if you get distracted. Kule harbe, to bistaklus meruba, to look at it a lot, that's distracting. So what exactly is the restriction in our time? Re'ia katsas should be shari, just glancing should be permitted. Says the Mishnah Brura, Mekomakom noagim gam achshav zecher lemikdash. We have in our time to remember the Beis HaMikdash shelo lahabit bohem klal. We're very careful not to look at the Kohanim's hands at all. And as we know, the minig is that they envelop their hands, cover them over with a talus, so that people can't see the actual hands. But the Mishneh Berurah is mentioning that perhaps zecher lemikdash, to remember the Beis HaMikdash, we don't look at the hands at all. It is possible, perhaps even probable, that even though the Gemara says that kehos, that a person's eyesight will be damaged by looking, that only applied in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and when they were mevorich b'shem ha-meforish, with Hashem's special name, it is possible and maybe even probable that even today, it's not like a sugya where it's a fork in the road. Either you learn this way or you learn that way. It could be that Kohanim are zocha sometimes to me'ein ha-shechina, to a little bit of that great presence of Hashem. A mikdash ma'at, a little bit. So even though the Gemara in Chagiga doesn't promise you, so to speak, damage if you look, but it's not a smart thing to do. If Hashem's presence is there, it's at least in the Beis HaMikdash it was there, so it's disrespectful. Maybe there is a me'ein even today to glance at it, something that was prohibited to do in the time of the Beis HaMikdash is almost rejoicing. Look, there's no Beis HaMikdash, I'm allowed to look. It's not a smart thing to do. And those concepts are perhaps all included in the words of the Mishneh Berurah, Zecher LaMikdash, to remember the Beis HaMikdash. We don't look at all at the hands of the Kohanim during Birchas Kohanim. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af misha yodav tzivuos stis, even if his hands were dyed, lo yiso eskapov, he shouldn't do Birchas Kohanim, mepnei she'ha'am mistaklim bo, because it causes people to look. Someone once asked me, if his hands are dyed, how did he wash his hands for Birchas Kohanim? Isn't it a chatzitza? So, it's a nice question in that it opens up for us the topic of chatzitza. Chatzitza, a separation between the water and his hands, is only when there's a presence there, when there's something there. You touch the hand and you feel there's glue stuck on. So, that's considered a chatzitza. Person has a band-aid. We have to discuss how to deal with wounds, etc. But the question is definitely there. There's a band-aid. It's separating between the water. It's a chatzitza. But if the skin itself is dyed, that's not a chatzitza. The skin has changed color, but there's no presence there. If you run your finger over it, there's nothing there, then it's not a chatzitza, and definitely the person is able to wash. The Gemara, towards the end of the piece, counting up from the bottom, it's probably about 18 lines, nearing the new Mishnah, brings up different types of mumin, zavlagon, a person whose eyes tear, suma, person who's blind. Bir Halacha mentions blind means that, and people would know about it, but if he just happens to be blind, ba'achas me'enav, in one of his eyes, so that's a serious condition, but it's not going to cause anybody to look at him any differently. It's only when there's some sort of blemish that's causing people to look. And in all of these cases, there's a rule, im hayadosh bi'iro, if he's been present in the city for a period of time so that they know him, they're familiar with him, and they don't look special to see the abnormality, so then there's no concern, and he would be allowed to duchen. Similarly, a person whose hands are dyed because of his work, etc., so if people know about it, and he's been present for a long time, so then there's no concern. Also, imrov anshei ha'ir malachtan bekach, if most of the people in the city have the same type of job, so even if he's a newcomer, but he's joining people who have this practice, and therefore their hands are dyed, so again, mutter, it's not going to cause anybody to look special at the hands or other parts of the body. Our minig is that we cover the hands, the Kohanim cover their hands with a talis, and therefore these concerns are not really applicable. And likewise, mentioned in the poskim is wounds of the foot, but if a person wears socks, so again, if the wound is covered, is not noticed, there's not any reason for someone to start looking in that direction and getting distracted from Birchas Kohanim, then again, these things are not a concern. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.